Episode 41, we have Sophia Harun on this episode. We talk about a little bit more on the spiritual stuff, what it means to be alive and what her art means to her. What is her aspirations and what does she want to achieve in the long run with all the expression on canvas that she've portrayed upon all these years. You should listen to this episode if you're a fan of Sophia Harun's artwork, as you get to go a little bit deeper into her head and understand the reason behind her being. Alright, thank you so much for your support as always. Look us up on Spotify and Instagram at Hello Hello Kopi Kum Hello. Enjoy episode 41 of Hello Hello Kopi Kum Hello podcast.
Alright, so this is Hello Hello Kopi Kum Hello podcast. Today we have Sophia Harun.
Hello.
Sophia Harun, the artist, the creative person behind
Nirvana Space.
Nirvana?
Nirvana Space.
Wow, shit. Are you a big Nirvana fan?
Not, is that like Kurt Cobain?
Yeah? How did Kurt Cobain inspire you?
He's just being himself. And yeah, he's original.
He's staying true to his own.
Yeah.
Listeners who don't know who Sophia Harun is, how would you describe yourself? How would you describe your character, your personality, your story?
I for art. I do arts for a living.
Okay.
And I, for now, I'm working on my solo exhibition.
Okay.
So basically, I'm doing a lot of paintings. Yeah.
How young are you, by the way?
This year, I'm 28.
28. Yeah. Wow. How long have you been an artist? Dah berapa lama are you?
I started. I started in 2010.
2010?
Yeah. So I start joint exhibition in 2010. So that makes me 9 years in the industry.
So like for how long you gonna start painting?
For painting itself, I start since I was in UITM. Right. So this was the first time I know how to paint. Mm. I know how to use oil paints. So that was in 2009. Mm. So that's when I first start the brush.
Oh, okay.
Like painting and watercolor. Yeah.
So which UITM did you go to?
I went to UITM Melaka to take my diploma, and I take my degree in UITM Shah Alam.
Wow. Yeah. So fine arts?
Fine arts.
Shit.
Majoring in painting, ceramics.
Ceramic painting.
Ceramic and paintings.
Is everything that you paint like sort of like your life story or not really?
I get my inspiration by everyday life, by my surroundings, by places, people, basically like people I've seen and people that I'm close with. So I do a lot of figure drawings. I like human figures. Like I feel like the human itself is like understanding nature. So I'm like, yeah, more towards figurative art.
Like, were you surrounded by creative friends in high school, or do you have to do things on your own?
Okay, in high school, I have, there's not many creative friends. Maybe I have less. My close used to be close with like these two friends, but now like after you finish high school,
sort of fade away.
Yeah, you move on. But then my close friend, they both take arts right now, so one of them are teacher, they're teaching arts, and one of them, if I'm not mistaken, they're doing graphic design.
Okay.
But I, like, for gallery scene, I think, yeah, I search by myself, and also I hang around with the right circle, like the right people, and somehow you just meet, along the way, you just meet the right people. Yeah.
So, like that moment when you decide to go to UITM, right? You decide to go to Melaka. Was your family okay? Were they supportive towards your dreams? Or
my mom, at first, she asked, like, she wanted me to take mass comm or other than arts, because I don't think my family, no, none of them take arts. Like, they all of them take, like, business, science, so they thought like art, you couldn't survive if you take arts, but I proved them wrong.
Yeah.
And I just like study and at the same time I exhibit. So then my mom sees my hardworking. Like I'm working really hard for it. So yeah, she starts support after that.
Oh yeah. What was the greatest challenges that you faced during the process? Macam nak convince diorang tu.
Diorang tu is in my family.
Your mom and dad lah.
Tak, I don't think it's hard because for me as a parent, like grow up with a parents who's like basically they're quite normal parents. Mm. But I prove by doing it, like work, keep on consistent doing it. So
and okay lah, senang lah.
They're okay.
Right. For you, right? How do you actually find this passion of yours? Was it macam by accident ke? Ke macam dari kecil you macam dah nak jadi painter?
I thought about it like since I was a kid. Like I want to do arts, but I'm not sure what kind of arts. So I know what I want when after I'm doing my degree. So I know my purpose. So yeah, it's like it was during studies, yes, because you meet with artists and your lecturer is also like one of the artists in Malaysia.
Mm.
So yeah, I get really inspired, and that's why I feel like I want to continue. I want to continue. I feel this is it. Like since I was little, I feel I always think that I don't usually get what I want, but then this is the strength that I think I have this strength. So
you develop the strength lah because tak selalu dapat benda you nak.
Yeah.
Kan. Tapi macam what is the greatest struggle that you face as an artist right now? Macam you dah ada studio ni.
I find my greatest struggle is this is not just right now, like even before this, is trying to make people listen or looking more to your arts, like maybe pay attention. Yeah, sometimes I have that problem getting people to pay attention or listen, and because I used to be so I have this anxiety problem, so I'm really shy, and that's why I choose arts. For me, I thought art can give me the freedom to I can express whatever I want. So because of my weakness, I know my weakness is make people listen. So I don't know how, but maybe through my arts. But then I try through my arts. It's just sometimes people want to hear me saying.
Oh,
yeah, you know, that's
I guess I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to develop that. Like
because like if only like people can just listen to you through your art, that's the dream, right?
Yeah.
But you dah ada art, you have your art, you painted your art, but they still want to hear you talk about the art.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? That's a struggle.
Because I have that problem. Talk about my art. So because when I do my art, I just know. But then when people ask me question about regarding my art, I always have problem answering it.
Explaining it
because it's visuals.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel you don't have to explain.
Yeah.
But
it is what it is,
and
right?
And then I feel, okay, what I do right now after 9 years, it's not just painting. Because I have to read. I have to know more things. Not just about art. Maybe about life. So I'm struggling with it right now.
Mm.
Like, find the meaning, the right language to use. But so far, like by reading books and do research about how artists execute their works, really helps me. Slowly.
Would you consider yourself as an overthinker?
Overthinking?
Do you overthink a lot?
Yes. I'm always overthinking.
What sort of what bugs you though? What is usually in your head that you can't get rid of?
Maybe there's so many things in my head, but usually if I have things that I'm thinking about, I usually write them. Like I write. So I'm constantly thinking about new ideas. It's every day. And you cannot catch up with it because sometimes I need to finish one painting in 3 months or 2 months. But I have so many ideas every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. That, I mean, that's a good thing, though.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you have... wow. You have, like, you have a lot more ideas. Because some people, they run dry. Yeah, macam idea dah tak ada. And then, they need to create. But you have more ideas than you can execute, which is a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Kan? That one take me 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months.
With workshops, right? What do you normally do?
Art workshops?
Art workshops. How do you actually... What is all the workshops all about? You know, macam workshop tu untuk belajar painting ke, or untuk faham how to be an artist ke?
For me, my experience doing workshop, the first workshop I did was in art test. So I did a collage painting workshop where I use fabrics, collage. A portrait using fabrics, materials, threads. And on the first workshop, I teach about the techniques, the techniques that I use, and the freedom for them to use the materials, like, and playing with the contrast of colors, with the fabrics, and. The second workshop I did was the watercolor, intuitive watercolor. It was in Wicked Art Space.
Okay.
So that one is about painting using your intuition. Follow your intuition when you paint. So for that workshop, I didn't teach so much about like techniques. I teach more about being free with yourself when you paint. Like choose the colors that you want, you like. Choose the angle that you like, whatever, like follow the intuition. Yeah,
there's intuition and I mean there's painting and like intuition in life and intuition in painting resembles each other.
I feel my art really understands when I do it, like somehow I trying to understand meanings sometimes. That you can get so many answers when you do it, when you do the paintings. Yeah. So I find my paintings, when I paint, I feel more calm. I feel more... It's like a meditation. Yeah. So that's why I don't have to think about ideas. I just... For one day, like, at a moment, this one time... Yeah, because you often hear artists... needs to know about ideas before they do it. Yeah, I agree with it, but sometimes I need to calm and clear my head. So there's a moment where I don't have any ideas. I have this artist block. So I'm just, the solution is I still need to paint. I still need to let go.
So that means painting give you the answers to life.
Yeah, give me the answers.
Shit.
It's not just imitation. That's my, what I feel when I do, when I paint.
Wow. You seem okay, maybe you say that you're not good at expressing yourself through words.
Yeah.
And but then for me as and like for a creative, I sort of feel your art. You know what I mean? You know? I feel your art and I'm trying to capture what I feel through you. Because I know it's about, I know you know what to say, but you're not comfortable of saying it.
Yeah.
Right. So I want you to say it. Because I know you're a very interesting person though, from what I see from afar. You know, like the art you produce and the person that you are, and from the one or two interviews that I saw. You know, but I just feel like there's a lot more than that. And you're not saying. And the first thing that I came here, and then you said you like Kurt Cobain because he's being himself. That is like, shit, really something lah.
And then I don't think he, I don't think he killed himself. I don't know, it's just.
Wow, you think so?
I feel.
You know?
I don't know. I think it's just a setup. I don't know. Maybe it's just conspiracy. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I
maybe.
Don't know.
Do you think Kurt Cobain is real?
Sorry.
Do you think Kurt Cobain is real?
Real.
No, as in like, can you imagine if like Kurt Cobain was a setup? Kurt Cobain was, imagine if everything is fake. Dia orang dah plan lah, jadikan Kurt Cobain ni untuk jadi frontman ni, and then jual Nirvana, and then make everything a setup, and then okay, by this time, no more Kurt Cobain. And they plan everything. I imagine that. I mean, there's a lot of theory you can go about it. Whether he killed himself, whether he was killed. But what if you can imagine, like, none of that was real? Macam, is this a character? Diorang dah cipta. And if you imagine, like, you tengok movies kan, like, people can create identity kan. Imagine if Kurt Cobain was a creation of the music label.
Yeah.
Kan? It is possible, right?
Like, fictional.
Yeah, as in, diorang dah didik dari kecil to be what this, to be this character. And I don't know, what do you think? No, he's real.
I think he's just born. I mean, because I watched his biography.
Montage of Heck?
Biography, how he grew up, like, hard life. Maybe because of that hard life and his passion just continues, move forward. And he's whenever he writes something, it's just very honest to me. Like, yeah.
What would be your favorite song of Nirvana?
My favorite song?
Wow, never had this conversation.
Saintless Apprentice.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I feel I like to read about Perfume by Peter Susskind. Yeah. Perfume.
You mean the one that turned into a movie? That one?
The Perfume. Yeah, you watched it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Perfume, the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I listened to that song, it just reminds me of the movie. So because the characters also have like a almost similar, like, it's also like Kurt Cobain, but he's a serial killer, so it's different. I feel like I like the passion, their passion for something they're doing. Yeah, that makes me inspired.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. How do someone live their life to the fullest?
Just do what they love. Like, that's what I feel. Like, if they have money, of course, nowadays, if you have money, you can live your life. But I find it, you do what you love. Like, do what you love. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you feel good about yourself. Sometimes don't care about what other people's mindset, like what other people expect from you. Yeah.
Okay, but how do someone start doing what they love? Like, how do they even start? You know, if they don't have, let's say, money is not important, right? Nowadays, there's a. Are you drinking a coffee, by the way? People are saying that happiness is more important than money, right? Mm-hmm. But how do someone do what they love to be happy to when they don't even have the money to sustain themselves? Tak cukup makan or tak boleh bayar sewa. How do they do what they love?
To be honest, I have that time in my life. I think yes, not just. There's a moment where I don't have money.
You don't have the money?
I don't have the money. And I just still pushing it. You know, I still. Because for me, I feel you always have a. There's always a solution. There's always a solution. There's never not a solution. And. Yeah, you can borrow people and pay them back, and you can work. And just, for me, I work. Like, I try to do commission, and I work outside and do life portraits just to get some extra cash. And sometimes I just borrow money from my family and my friends. Yeah, there was a down moment. But along the way, I feel you need to have that target. So this is the target I feel I'm gonna sustain if I'm doing this routine. So to achieve that target, as long as you know what you want, and there's always a solution that's gonna help you, that's going to help you along the way.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, someone who is stuck in their job, right? And then they have debt to pay. What should they do? Like, should they quit now and start doing what they love? Or should they
But they still have money to pay, is it? They have rent to pay?
Yeah.
They still need to work.
Okay, so you don't have a choice.
You have to don't have a choice.
You have to work.
You have to work. Like I used to work too. Then at the same time I still paint. Yeah, so work like three works.
Well, what kind of work do you do?
Before I did like I'd work in a fashion company and I work at the same time I do commission and then also I exhibit in galleries, so three jobs. Then yeah, this is how I get my money. Like if I depend just on gallery, it's hard for me because I still need rent. I still need to pay my rent. It's just for now I quit my full-time job. So
you just recently quit?
Yeah, I quit last year. It was in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, I quit. So I continue to paintings and I do commission as well.
I think the dream is to actually be able to quit your job and do what you love and get paid for it.
But you need to know that the work that you do is, let's say you do freelance, you have to make sure that every month you get the payment for you to pay your rent.
But that's the difficult part?
It's for me.
Yeah. Is that the difficult part for any creative?
I feel it's difficult part for everyone.
Yeah.
Because quitting your job is not... I mean, yeah, you need to think really careful about it. But if you want to be like, because when like being an artist, you need full time to paint. Because if I work at a different other company, I don't have much time to paint for myself. Like I go back and I'm really tired. Mm-hmm. And I just feel want to sleep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you need more time for your art, right? So the full-time job is taking away time.
Yeah, taking away my time.
Okay. For someone who are confused, this is a different scenario where they are confused about their purpose in life. They don't even know what to do. They are in college right now because they just finished SPM or whatever. Now they are in college and they are there just doing and then doing like what they need to do lah, basically going to class and all that. Tapi dia orang tak tahu what to do with their life. What's your advice? Someone who's already sort of found your thing, right? What's your advice for people who don't know what they want?
I'm not sure. I feel everyone must know what they want. Maybe they need to go somewhere. My advice is go somewhere that go travel. Maybe you need to work, do things that you don't like first, just to get the money. And go travel to places or whatever, but visit anywhere that maybe can help you think. Or maybe you need time alone.
Time alone.
I feel it's the best way is take some time alone, figure everything out, and like a week just rest for like a week, and not being lazy, just use this time to think. Yeah.
So, sorry?
Like for example, like, you know, caving.
Mm.
Cave where you meditate,
yeah.
In a quiet place. I feel that's the best solution.
Yeah, so because at the end of the day, everyone would know what they want if they are quiet and being alone with their own.
When you're real alone,
you will know by default.
Maybe. I believe you will know. So.
Right. Cool. So that's a good advice. So be with your own self.
Yeah, because I always feel before I used to want to give up.
Want to give up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to give up doing all of this because there's a moment where I don't have money and I feel I still need to paint. It's just I need to pay my rents and I just want to give up everything. And I just want to drop it like because it's so hard. You need to pay and you need money. And then I used that like, there's like two, maybe it took me like 1 month to figure out. So 1 month for me to think and escape. I go diving and just
wow.
yeah, like swimming, I just do things beside painting what I do. And then I realized that this is my passion.
Painting.
Yeah, this is what I like. This, and I feel good. I feel good about myself. I feel good, and yeah, like when I don't think about the money, it just goes well. Maybe because I was stressed at that time, I think about money all the time. And then like I escape for a while, for a month, I just escape and come back here and paint.
Yeah. I guess you went through, yeah, that's the thing that I know that for a fact that everyone has to go through, right?
Mm.
Like you found what first, okay, if you don't know what you want, go to a cave, like you said, right?
Yeah, go to a cave. Be alone.
Be alone with yourself. Yeah. And then once you find out what you want, do that.
Yeah.
Right? Still you still need your job and do that at the same time. And then you will feel like you're gonna give up. And then that's why you take a break. And then see if you still want it. And then so it's like a hero's journey, macam yeah. Movie punya climax. Mm-hmm. And then right.
There's always up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down.
What would be the best thing? The best thing that you have as an artist, you think? Your greatest strength?
As an artist?
Yeah.
I feel it's like poetry.
Okay.
You paint, like a visual can tell, can make people feel about it, or can tell a lot of, there's a lot of message from it.
Mm.
So that's the best way, the best tool for me to express.
Okay.
Whatever I feel. Yeah.
No, I mean like your greatest strength, like
my greatest strength.
Yeah, like what would be Sofia Harun's greatest strength, like visualizing your art or capturing moments.
I think.
Or
is my greatest strength
creating fiction out of nothing?
Okay, maybe my greatest strength for my work I find is the color.
Mm.
Yeah, because the colors. If you see, maybe when you see this color, you just see it in one tone, let's say for the background. But it's actually not one tone color. It's very, there's a lot of tone in it. So that's why I need times to finish. Maybe one painting need more time for me because I work in a space. So what makes my work is different is because the way I do it, before the way how I work with my works and the colors, let's say like 8 o'clock in the morning, you have different colors. So how am I gonna mix this color? You know.
Mm.
So I play a lot with the lights,
mm.
like the lightings, and yeah. So every minutes, and also the colors that I use is changing. It's changing.
Mm.
So.
So in a way, like your colors, is what differentiate you from another painter.
Yeah, the colors.
And what do you say? You change your like every minute.
It depends on the lights.
Wow.
On the lightings.
Shit, isn't that difficult?
No.
No.
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I love it, and I feel that's why it's a different freedom. Like I don't depend on it. I don't want to make it look too perfect. I just love
raw.
To experiment with the colors.
Mm.
Like how the colors gonna contrast or enhance the subject
mm.
of this painting.
Yeah. Understand.
So basically, like I don't use black color, but I use whatever color that can make dark color.
Yeah, from the hair, right?
Yeah.
The hair is not black, right?
It's not black.
Shit.
There's no black.
You know, let's talk a little bit about mental health, right? Especially for us in the art scene or the arts who are trying to make way for ourselves, we're trying to survive and create. From time to time, we feel like giving up, and then it causes a lot of anxiety, right? A lot of overthinking, and that stops us from actually doing. And sometimes it's not just stopping us from doing, but it's also stopping us from living, right? I don't know if you went through tough times to the point where you feel like quitting life, right? So, as creative, we go through that. Right? I don't know if you, there's two ways about this issue, whether you want to talk about your personal experience and how you overcame it, or if someone else is going through it right now who are contemplating suicide or contemplating quitting in general, what would you say to them?
Smile. I feel, just breathe, take a breath, and I know how that feels, because doing art is like, sometimes I feel like doing art is like killing yourself. Like every minute when I paint, I'm using oil paints, by the way. So it's like you're killing yourself when you're doing it. So it's the best tool. Like, you only live once. Killing yourself is just not gonna make you achieve your purpose. Like, just kill yourself like that. Why don't you kill yourself by doing things that you love? Like, for me, I kill myself doing my paintings. This is like, I'm not committing suicide or anything. It's just, this is what I like. And I feel like I want to, as long as I still can breathe, I still paint. But there's other ways. There's other reason. There's always just killing yourself is not a good end. It's what would your mom, your parents would say about it? You know, what think about your family, your loved ones. So I don't know, maybe that's why I say, like, caving yourself is really important rather than killing yourself. Like, take some time alone, away from other people. It helps me, and I hope it will help other people as well, because I know how it feels when you're at that stage when you really want to give up. But I feel the best way is try and close your Instagram for a while, or just leave it. Don't look at any other social media page, because I know social media makes people have a lot of anxiety, have a lot of jealousy when they see other people's life, you know, and they think that is a successful life. Yeah, I think they need to take a breath, go travel by yourself, or meet new people. Don't hang out with the same kind of people, you know, like, because sometimes it's not good.
Yeah.
When you're always with the same energy, because you need to learn, like, you need to realize something. For me, in order for me to realize something, I need to go outside from my comfort zone for a while. Yeah.
You need a different energy, you mentioned,
different,
right?
Energy, different. Maybe go to a beach. It's really help. Like, go to, like, have a vacation to Terengganu or Perhentian, Redang, just chill by the beach and look at the beach, look at the water, and charge your energy somewhere. Not in a place with crowded people. Like, go in a place where there's not many people and it's very calm. Maybe in the forest, or maybe just go hiking. Yeah.
Nice.
Nature really helps.
Nature really helps.
Surround with nature, animals.
Yeah, that's a good advice when you say, like, rather than killing yourself, you should cave yourself.
Yeah.
That's really good advice, though. I think, like you said, social media, right, causes a lot of anxiety and jealousy. That's exactly it. People nowadays are constantly fed with other people's life, and we can't stop comparing ourselves to others, right?
Yeah.
So if you cave yourself, in a way, you are filtering all this negative energy,
mm-hmm.
and you can heal. Would you say that people who want to kill themselves are actually hurt in a way, and they need?
If you mean, there's a story I read from this book.
Hmm.
About Prophet Muhammad.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's true, but he also has that experience of killing himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't
so
know this.
It was in, because he always betapa
in cave.
In the cave.
Okay.
Guhira.
Okay.
Guhira. So I learned a lot from the story.
Like,
I because a person like him, we see that kind of person is perfect, but he's actually human beings.
Yeah.
And killing and giving up is part of our nature. It's not the end. It's not end. It's just part of our nature, and we're gonna go through it. Maybe it's gonna take years for you guys to calm down. Maybe it's gonna take lots of years, but we're gonna go through it. And that's why the best is smile. Smile like stupid person. Just smile and take a breath, and yeah, go out and escape for a while.
Yeah.
Escape.
Escape
and come back.
Because when you're ready. Yeah. Because like life, escapism is actually an important medicine though.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, if you think about it, committing suicide is actually a permanent escape in a way. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's sort of giving an illusion of escaping forever. Because like, there's only so much you can escape. You can escape with music, you can escape to a cave. And if you try all the alternatives and then you still can't escape, then I guess that's why people do it.
But then, there's, you know what they say? Whenever you go far away, you travel, your problem doesn't solve. It's still there. And that's the time for me, I realized that during my escape time, yeah, my problem is still there. I have bills to pay. I have responsibilities. It's still there. And I just need, I don't know, like, I connect more with new energy, new people. Yeah. So, surround with good people. People that bring you up.
Build you up. Okay.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this podcast, I remember you said about being yourself, right? Would you say that you are being yourself?
I feel, yes, I am being myself.
Okay. How does someone be themselves? You know, it's easier to say than done, right? Yeah. If you could word it out. How does someone be themselves? We are our own creation in our mind, in our soul, and all that stuff. And how do we just be ourselves? You know, it's not as easy as it seems, right?
When you stop thinking, like when you stop thinking about what other people's gonna
opinion, right?
Yeah, what other people's opinion about you. You just stop wondering about what's in their head. That's when you already know you're being yourself, and you don't care if they hate you, if they can't accept you. So I just don't care about it anymore for now.
I understand. Yeah, but you know, sometimes when you're at work, for example, I'm sure you've experienced it, or maybe not.
Yeah.
When you are too much of yourself, then people around you start not liking you in a way. They don't tell you, but you just feel it, right? And should you continue in being yourself? Or should you adapt to the surroundings?
I continue being myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's okay, like, they don't like me?
Yeah. They don't like
it's
okay. Me?
Fuck them.
It's okay.
Yeah?
I can't do anything about it.
But how do you be okay with that situation though? Because you are in the middle ground. You are there. You are at work. And everyone's reacting in a certain way because you are being yourself, right? Because being yourself is a good thing. But not many people can accept.
Yeah, many people disagree with you sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah. So how would you do it? Like, how would you advise all these people at work? Just keep on being yourself even though people hate you? Or is it like a personal thing to each their own? Like,
sometimes when people say something to me, I listen more. So I believe that everyone have a message that they're trying to send to me, but not all of the message I take it 100%. So I take whatever goods, whatever resonates, and yeah. But being yourself, if you know what you're doing is wrong and you realize it, you need to change it. You need, maybe there's an awareness from it. But yeah, I take whatever I feel resonates, and if it's not, I just don't care. I just don't bother.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I like meeting people like you though, in a way where I like surrounding by people like you in a way where you are your own true self. And I don't know if it's just me or it's really, really hard to find people like you.
Really?
Yeah. As in collectively in a globe, in like a whole, let's say 1 to 10% people that I meet, there's only one Sophia Harun, I guess. You know? So we all need more Sophia Harun in this world.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Cause like being yourself takes a lot of strength, takes a lot of courage, you know. It's like the Kurt Cobain theory. Like, he is himself, therefore a lot of people resonates with him. Right. What would be the greatest piece of advice you've ever received in your lifetime? From anyone? Greatest piece of advice that Sophia Harun has ever received so far in the past 28 years?
Know what your purpose.
Know your purpose.
Yeah. Know your purpose. I always remind myself that, like, my purpose every day, when you sleep, when you go out, like, know your purpose and your intention. Yeah. I forgot who gave me that advice, but it's really worked on me. Yeah.
What would be Sophia Harun's ultimate purpose in life?
Travel around the world, obviously. No.
When is your birthday, by the way?
12 February.
Shit, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. You just turned 28. Oh. Cool. How do you feel? At 28. Do you feel much younger? Do you feel the same as when you were 20? Nothing has changed, right? Or do you feel a lot wiser?
I feel I'm old.
Yeah?
I feel old. 28 is old. But I really wish I'm 21.
But then again, if you can recap in your lifetime, whenever you were 21, you feel like you're old. And then when you're 24, you still feel like you're old. And then when you're 28, you feel old.
I feel
and then
I'm old when I'm 23.
But then when we were younger, we couldn't wait to grow up. And now we have grown up, we wish we were younger. Right? It's the art of being in presence, I guess. Okay, right? This is where I flip the script and give you a break and sort of give you a chance to ask me any question that you're curious about. Anything, but of course not about the podcast, because it's the easiest question to ask, right? And the majority has asked that question and I've given the answer time and time again. Any question that you would like, there's no limit to this question, anything at all that you're curious about, go for it.
Just now you asked me about committing suicide.
Yeah.
What makes you want to ask me that question?
Okay. Right. Committing suicide is because with Hello Hello Kopi Kemilo podcast, it's and in this conversation, right, I don't want to make it as polished. I want it to be as raw, as truthful as possible, you know? It's not about only saying that things that people are comfortable saying. Suicide is something that not many people are comfortable. It's a taboo thing in anywhere to talk about it, or perhaps especially in Malaysia, you know? And the conclusion for a lot of people, especially the Malays, would be, oh, if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. You know, why are you even thinking about it? Why are you thinking about it? It's a sin. You know, you stop overthinking, don't think about it. And there's you will be stuck in between two worlds. Some people say that. But no one talks about it as in like it's a normal thing, but then you see people committing suicide. You see, like, if it's not someone close to you, it will be someone you know in the public eye, or someone, a friend of your friend. Or if we don't talk about this, and then someday when it hits to the closest person that you're surrounded with, and then it's too late for you to talk about it. You know, why would you want to talk about a tragedy, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it's better for us to discuss and talk about it, so that at least if it's not for 100 people to listen to this, at least if there's, I can save 2 lives, you know, by just presenting the way I present this whole podcast thing. And Sophia Harun said that do not kill yourself, but cave yourself. And then they try that, and then they don't end up killing themselves. And then props to you, you know, you save their life in a way. So the reason why I ask that is because I feel, I'm not just saying this though. I'm not just saying this just because, but I really, really feel that I connect with your art to a level where most of the public says, can you explain the art? Because I want to know about the art, and they force you to talk. But I don't really have to do that. I just did that just now so that the listeners can sort of understand. But I've been following you for a while, and I have been a fan of your art. And I think I almost went to a exhibition, but I didn't, if you remember, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, in conclusion, I feel like I know you. I know your soul, not so much of Sophia Harun's life. But you know, sometimes when you sort of see or meet someone, you sort of know them, but you don't really know them in this lifetime. I don't know if you overthink to that extent. But I feel that with you. Like, I don't know you specifically, but I already know you through your art. I feel your pain in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, feels.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, every one of us, we express ourselves in a different way, be it videos, be it comedy, be it music, theatre, film, painting, even like talks like this, or some people are like writing social media posts, whatever it is, right? And we can sort of feel, I feel you, you know? And also by just looking at you, by just talking to you, I can feel your soul.
Oh.
You know?
Cool.
Yeah, it's a bit deep, but that's what I've come to realize. That's what I come to realize, that I probably, if someone would ask me what's my greatest strength, I would say I can feel you, someone's soul, when I'm talking to them.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like, Maybe to certain people, they are just talking. It's like macam cakap je kan.
Yeah.
But for me, I macam rasa connection now. You know? Do you
yeah,
feel
yeah,
me?
I feel you.
Yeah. So that's why. Yeah. Okay. So if you could have a cup of coffee with any dead musician from the past, who would it be? Oh my god, I think I know the answer.
Obviously, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. All right. What kind of question, what kind of conversation will you have with him? Any, if you are having a cup of coffee with Kurt Cobain right now, what would you say to him, or anything? What would happen?
What makes him continue? What makes him, after all that suffering, I guess, before he killed himself, what makes him continue to do his art, to do his music? What makes him continue to write? Ask him, what's his greatest desire?
Kurt Cobain's greatest desire.
Yeah. What is his greatest desire? I want to know what is in his head. Like, what is his, the desire that his dark side of him, not committing suicide, it's just himself, his greatest desire, his greatest achievement.
What does he want in life?
What does he really want? What does he expect? Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think he would say though?
I have no idea, but I think, I assume, yeah, obviously it's woman, that's his greatest desire. But there's more than that, there's more than just a woman, yeah.
Do you think Kurt Cobain would turn out differently if he didn't marry Courtney Love?
I assume Courtney Love kills him.
Yeah.
Like, kill him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, his life will be different if he's not married Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. You yourself, you're married, right?
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah.
How does it feel to be an artist? How does it feel to be a married? You know? Maybe you're in the same boat as him.
No,
maybe, you know?
Different. Marriage is a blessing.
It
is. Wow. Maybe people get married to have kids, to have children, but I get married because I feel complete.
Mm.
I feel I need a partner. I need a male partner.
Mm.
And marriage is not just... it's a sacred vow. It's not just a wedding. You know, it's a sacred vow. It's you vow to your God and you make a promise to Him and you're going to take care of your partner. And it's another life. It's different when you're alone. So... I feel I have more responsibilities when I'm married, and it's really a blessing.
Because you sort of have another strength.
Yes.
Supporting
and
you.
And you have I have another strength, and I think I'm more stronger.
Mm.
And I couldn't done this without my husband.
Mm.
None of this thing happened.
All of this.
Yeah, all of this
space
will not happen if I'm not with him, because he really supports me. Yeah, but it's just for me, I'm not the type of person who I like to, you know, like tell people I love my guy and show up. No, because I really appreciate my partner.
Yeah, you're sort of a private person.
It's really private. Yeah. Like when it comes to love, I really keep it low key as possible.
Mm.
But to be honest, it is a blessing.
Mm.
And I feel everyone, hopefully, I wish everyone can get married. And cherish your partner and grow together. And I feel married a broken person and you evolve the person is so it's I don't know, I like the feeling when like I'm broken and he's also broken and both of us like, you know, build each other up.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle, right?
It's a puzzle, it's like domino, it's you making a house and building something together.
Yeah.
And you don't do this by yourself. And someone's there to help you. I feel it's really beautiful.
Would you say that for anyone who has found someone should get married as soon as possible?
Because it depends on their religion beliefs and what their belief is. Because I believe marriage is a sacred vow towards my God.
Yeah.
And it's like you make a promise to him, between you and your partner, and then this is it until, you know, because some religious belief other things.
Mm.
Maybe like, let's say if people who don't have any religion, what do you call?
Atheists,
like they don't believe any religion. Maybe they believe in love, but not marriage.
Yeah.
So I cannot judge based on what they believe.
Understand.
Because I find marriage is really a religion and a sacred vow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. That's a gem. That's a pot of gold. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
How do you want people and the listeners to remember you? How do you want people to remember Sophia Harun at the end of the day when all is said and done? As you take your last breath.
I just want them to remember me as you love doing something, like don't forget to be chill.
To take a chill pill.
Yeah, take a chill pill if you're excited or you're down or chill. And I just remember me one word, chill.
Oh, Sophia Harun was so chill.
Yeah. Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for being part of Hello Hello Kopi Kemilu podcast, and I don't want to keep you from your next appointment.
Thank you so much.
I really wish you the best, and I know there are only big things coming for you.
Inshallah, thank you.
And I hope you can sell that painting for like 25k. Imagine.
Oh my God.
I hope so. Right. Yeah. Hello Hello Kopi Kemilu podcast. Mylufi Kopi.